As we still find ourselves in the midst of the 12 days of Christmas, we have yet a few more holiday treats for you. I'm sure it's no surprise, one of my favorite parts of this season is the traditional storytelling. Frosty, Rudolph, Old Saint Nick, familiar tales greet us every year to help ring in a time of friendship, generosity, and good cheer. But how well do we really know these age-old tales? Could it be that the friendly folklore we share is rooted in something spectacularly, seasonally sinister? The following yarn, The List, is one of our holiday haunts for the season. It was taped live in New York City on November 25th, 2018.
Visualize the perfect holiday landscape. A blanket of snow on the ground and icing the trees. Holiday lights twinkle in the distance. But there's an ominous cloud approaching from the north, much like our next radio play offering by Courtney Gillian Cholovich, The List. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house "'not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. "'The stockings were hung by the chimney with care "'in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. "'The children were nestled all snug in their beds "'while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
"'No, no, I don't wanna! No, no! You can't make me, no!
Kids,
Come on, don't! We're never gonna get any presents like that! Cut it out!
Kids, now please, get up off the floor and into beds right now. Santa's never going to be able to come in and leave your gifts for you if you're all awake all night. You know that's how it works. His magic doesn't work if you're awake.
I don't want his magic. It's bad, bad magic, like Daddy said.
Stop whining! Mom!
Oh, hush! Now, calm, please. Quiet voice. What has you so upset? It's Christmas Eve. Normally you're trying to force yourself to sleep at 6 p.m. What's gotten into you? What did Daddy say?
I don't wanna. I don't like it. You tell.
Okay, it wasn't that bad. Jeez.
It was.
Kids, just tell me, please.
Okay, so, well, we went to the store to get the cranberry sauce, like you said, and I asked Daddy to tell us a story, because we never get to hear any stories from Daddy. And
a Christmas story.
Yeah, a Christmas story.
He said it was a story his daddy told him, our grandpa.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What?
Nothing. Go on.
And I said, so where's Grandpa? And he said, shh. And he said, that isn't important, and don't we want to hear the story?
And we said, yeah.
Yeah. And he said that Grandpa said that Santa was Santa, and that there was a real Santa, but there was also another Santa, and that's how come he can always get to all those houses. There's like a whole lot of Santas.
And he can split up into pieces, but he regrows, like when a lizard tail comes off, except he regrows a whole man.
Yeah. And the main Santa? He knows how to get all the toys and who to give them to and who's been naughty and who's been nice.
So we said yes, and I wish we hadn't. I hate Grandpa's Christmas story.
Mama, did Santa take Grandpa to the North Pole with him like the boy in the story? Is that where he went?
Is Daddy going to go away too, like Grandpa? Will he disappear too?
No. He just got home. He's not going to go away too, is he?
I don't want him to go away again.
Sweet loves, my dearest hearts, it's only a story. A silly story. Nothing bad can happen to you when you're safe and sound and asleep in your beds here with Mommy and Daddy. I'm sure he didn't mean to scare you.
Okay, but...
What, honey?
Will I still get a new iPad?
Oh, bed, both of you. I'll be back to tuck you in. And when you're asleep, maybe I can have a little talk with Daddy about bedtime story hour.
down?
No thanks to you.
Honey.
I can't believe you. Honestly, what were you thinking?
I wasn't, I guess. I just had a little too much eggnog or something.
Whoa. Oh, you know you were itching for it. I saw it in your eyes the minute you walked in the door. That mischief. Oh, mischief for you, misery for me. I'll be lucky if I get a full night's sleep sometime in the next month.
I can help out too, you know.
You're not the one they call out for at night. You can rile them up, shake them, frighten the daylights out of them, and oh, they love it. But when it's 3 a.m., whose name are they screaming down the hall?
It was just a harmless little joke. It was a nonsense story. They know that.
They are 8 years old. They still believe in Santa. Well, at least they pretend to still believe. They still want to believe, even though that awful little Chandler girl down the street seems to have made it her life mission to rob them of every notion of childhood innocence they have left.
Oh, this again.
Yes, this. They're only young once. Why do you insist on doing and saying things to purposefully scar them for life? To give them nightmares?
My father told me that story when I was their age. I loved it.
Loved it? Okay, that's the best story yet. Are you listening to yourself? It still gives you night terrors. I almost broke up with you in college because of all of the screaming. I barely got any sleep then either. I'm not sure why I thought it would be any different when I bore your children.
Now you're exaggerating.
I'm not, and you know it.
Fine. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told them the old story. I wasn't thinking. I just wanted to say something. Something that they remember. Something that they could carry with them. Maybe pass on to their children someday. They're old enough now. Still, our sweet, precious babies. I know, that's true, but they're little people too. With thoughts and ideas and real memories. I just want to be a part of that.
They'll remember this Christmas. It's the first holiday we've had you home.
I know.
It's wonderful.
I'm scared.
Of what? You didn't freak yourself out with that old story, did you?
No, of messing up. Not just with the stupid story, but of just really, really messing up like he did.
No, honey, you aren't your father.
Aren't I? Always gone, always resorting to some stupid fairy tale when I don't know what to say to them? How am I any different?
Because you want to be different. You are different. For one, you're here now.
Yeah.
You were about their age, weren't you, when...
Yeah.
It isn't the same. You know, it doesn't have to be. I know your father had his issues, but you truly are your own man. A good man who loves his family, loves his children, and would never let some silly, well, whatever, get in the way of that.
I know, it's true.
You never really talk about it. I don't want to press, but it seems like it's on your mind, so if you wanted to...
Well, what's there to say? I mean, Christmas Eve, he was there. Christmas Day, poof, up the chimney with old Saint Nick. Presents galore, yeah, great. Santa held up his end of the bargain, but no dad to be found.
I just thought maybe your mother would have, I mean, not right then, obviously, you were so young, but later, she never gave you any explanation.
Really, I don't think she knew any more than I did. Just that dad was another runner in a long line of runners. It was the one thing he came by honestly, I guess. I always knew he was a storyteller, which is just another word for liar, if you come right down to it.
Oh, honey.
I don't want to be another lying father who breaks his kids' hearts. I can't do that to them, not to our kids.
Hey, they love you, you know. The kids, just a little.
Yeah, well, that's a relief. And what about you?
Well, you'll do, I guess. As long as you promise to be the one to get them back to sleep after that horrible story you insisted on telling them inevitably wakes them up in tears.
Is there anything else I can do instead to persuade you?
Careful, you don't want to end up on the naughty list right before Santa gets here, do you?
Come on, I promise I'll be extra nice.
And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
No, I don't want it. No. Not me. Don't say it. Don't know my name. Know my name. God. What? Honey, are you... Oh, God, she's still asleep. Good. Good for her. She's used to sleeping through my nightmares by this point, I guess. I just... Oh, a nightmare. A dream. It was a dream. The same one. I haven't had it in so long, it's like my mind forgot altogether. It's so vivid. Like it was really happening. The moon. It's so bright. Let me get up the curtain or I'm definitely not going to get any sleep. Oh man, here we go. Okay, I swear I closed this earlier, but wait. Hold on a minute, what? Hey! Who's out there? I see you there! Hey, stop!
When what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. No, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
Hey, who are you? I see you. I saw you. Hello? There's nobody there. There's nobody there. Just the moon and the snow. Obviously because it's night and it's winter and I am losing my mind, apparently. Maybe I shouldn't have been telling spooky stories after all. But I could have sworn I did.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof.
Something, oh my God, something is there. Something heading towards the living room. No. I have to be imagining things. That, oh my God, the eggnog must have turned. My stomach feels funny. What is it? Scrooge said, there's more of gravy than of grave about you. God. Still. There. The safety's off for our safety's sake. Okay, Mr. Ghost, time to meet your past, present, and future. Kids? Kids, is that you? Is that you down there?
Kids? Any kids down here? You see any kids, Dancer? No kidding! No kids around here, Dash. Hey, what about you, boss? Come on down, go on down. Coast is clear, not a little kitty in sight.
What? Who?
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Oh, he was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
Who are you?
And them outside in the windows.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, what's funny?
He thinks it's a joke, boss.
Yeah, he's laughing at you, boss.
Yeah, well,
shh, boys. Hello there. It's been a long time. Or really, I suppose you've been seeing me for years now, haven't you? At night in your dreams. My, though, how you've grown. You always still look the same in your dreams. That sweet little boy of eight.
Stay back. I'll shoot. I know my rights.
Now. Is that any way to treat an old friend? And one who took such good care of you for so many years while you still believe?
I said stay back.
Looks like you believe in me again now. Little too late, I'm afraid. Ah, Dasher, Dancer, where does mankind's faith go?
Right out the window, right, Dancer?
Yeah, Dash. Maybe we should look around for it out here.
Yeah. See any faith lying around out here? Yeah? Hey?
No faith. No faith out here, boss. Just some snow, some sticks. Not even time for the morning paper delivery.
If you're you, then who are they?
You know Dasher and Dancer.
Reindeer?
Do they look like reindeer to you?
Uh-oh, Dance. He thinks we're reindeer.
Are my antlers showing? Let me get up close. See if you can see my antlers.
Come, boys, come. Of course, some parts of the old story aren't true. Santa does have his little helpers, but is not quite what we tell the children. Most of the children. Your children, though.
Don't talk about my kids. Get out of here. You leave them out of this.
But you brought them in, just as your father did all those years ago.
My dad? Wait, what do you know? Where is he?
Children aren't supposed to know the truth. Who really pays for all these presents they get year after year? The real price.
Time to pay up.
It's time to pay.
Time to pay.
Get out of here. Leave my family alone.
Oh, we'll leave. We'll leave. But first to check my list. Ah, yes, those who keep secrets. Those who are nice. Those who behave have a fine, fine Christmas. Stockings full, wrapping in gifts. But those who are naughty, naughty, telling what they shouldn't.
It's just an old story.
Your father said the same, and you remember that Christmas all too well.
No.
And your children will remember too, and their children, and theirs, and they'll tell. They'll always tell.
No. Never again. Leave my family alone. I won't let you hurt us anymore.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Let me see my list.
No.
Ah, yes. There you are. George.
No, don't say my name.
Shh, George. Little Georgie.
Georgie.
Stop it, please.
Shh, little Georgie. It's all right. You'll see. I'll leave all these fine gifts here, and all'll be as it should. Your children will wake up, and they'll grow up just the same as they would, even without you. They're not used to having you around by now.
They don't need me.
Hush! Nothing to fear. Come close at old Saint Nick. Let me show you a Christmas trick.
Closer, Georgie.
Come on closer, Georgie.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney we rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle. And away we all flew like the down of a thistle.
but I heard him exclaim as we drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas, dear Georgie. Tell your family good night.
Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my stream. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. She reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. And her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail. She's sweeter than sad. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God. The searchlight in the big yard swings around with a gun. Spotlights, the snowflakes, like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I love you, good night. So wait a while, eternity. Oh, Mother Nature's got nothing on me. Come to me, run to me, come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing by God.
And that was The List. The little girl was played by Mary Murphy, and the little boy was played by Eric Davey Gislason. Mom was played by Casey LaForest. The dad was played by Michael Pate. Nick was played by James Reeser. Dasher was played by Alan LaForest. Dancer was played by David Linton. And the narrator was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Christmas in Prison, written by John Prine, was performed by Nicole Zoraitis, accompanied by Russell Cranes. The List was written by Courtney Gillian Cholovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Holiday Haunts 2018 was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Russell Cranes. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Luis Paulino. And we had additional support from Heather Donahue. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Ratings and reviews. Yeah, you heard me. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, you hear this come up all the time. I know you can leave ratings and reviews at different places, but the ratings and reviews we receive on iTunes, Apple Podcasts are the ones that truly matter to our advertisers and other folk in a position to help our show go and grow. So help us out. If you've already graced us with a rating and review, we thank you most kindly. Oh, and have you checked us out on Instagram? How about Twitter? Our handle is @FiresideMystery. Why not go ahead and like us on Facebook, too? It's easy to stay up to date with all things FMT. I'm sure I don't need to tell you, the holiday season is upon us. Pay a visit to our merch store and fill your Santa sack with FMT swag that everyone will enjoy. T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, tote bags, stickers. We've even added some new designs. Go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch and check out the new Mind the Shadows merchandise. There's even fun new stuff for our fans longing to take a trip to Sunken Harbor. Sales are coming up all the time, so keep a lookout for those. There are some things you can't get on our merch page. I'm talking now about our official limited edition Fireside Mystery Theater lapel pin. This beauty is available to our Patreon subscribers who become sustaining members at the $10 a month level. We've got all sorts of special perks for our patrons at different sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Sunday, January 27th at 5 p.m. happens to be a very important date. That's when we'll be serving up our first live podcast taping of the new year, Secret Lovers. Ooh la la, we'll be at New York City's fabulous Palace of Variety, the Slipper Room, and we hope you're there too. Tickets on sale at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. Someone or something is causing a disturbance in the fragile calm of Mrs. Tulp's boarding house. Find out just what it might be in our next Holiday Haunts episode, The Foreign Border. This is your own Ali Silva. Sleigh bells still ring, are you listening? Even though the snow is glistening, I do hope you also take care to mind the shadows.